Hallelujah. What a beautiful day like this. What a wonderful day like today, the 11th day of the month of May, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for making it possible for us to see another day. And we want to appreciate the King of Kings for his mercy over us. Sincerely, we thank the Lord for how he has been impacting the life of people through this prayer program. And a lot of testimony that we are receiving on a daily basis. I pray that your testimony also will be included among the hearers of testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Our beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. I will bless the name of the Lord for how God has been so faithful to us. Wherever you are, just lift up your two hands and bless his name. Sing any song you love to appreciate him. Sing any song you love to glorify his name for making it possible for you and I to see another beautiful day. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be thy name of the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray this following prayer. Pray this prayer with power. And as you begin to pray the prayer, the hand of the Lord will begin to work wonders in your life. Say this prayer with aggression. Say, every evil control of my destiny be arrested by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil control of my destiny be arrested by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil control of my destiny be arrested by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I want you to shout the next one with power. Say, witchcraft powers of my mother's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my mother's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my mother's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my mother's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my mother's house, monitoring my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. This prayer is for somebody that is hearing me now. I want you to pray very well. Witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my father's house, monitoring my life. In Jesus' name we pray. See, echo it more. Say, witchcraft powers of my place of birth, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my place of birth, monitoring my life. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft powers of my place of birth,
monitoring my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, dark powers commanding me to do wrong things. In the name of Jesus. Dark powers commanding me to do wrong things. In the name of Jesus. Dark powers commanding me to do wrong things. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, association of dark powers of my Father's house, assigned to scatter my life. In the name of Jesus, association of dark powers of my Father's house, assigned to scatter my life. In the name of Jesus, association of dark powers of my Father's house, assigned to scatter my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil altar in my environment that is afflicting my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar in my environment that is afflicting my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar in my environment that is afflicting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, every invisible hand troubling my life. That prayer, we are going to pray that single prayer 3 times. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. This is the second time. Pray it again. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. The third time, say, every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every invisible hand troubling my life, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. That is wonderful. As we are praying that prayers, a lot of things are happening over there. The evil hand that has been sending away your destiny helpers have been cut off. That evil, invisible hand that has made your documents to be mixing, that evil hand has been cut off. Your documents shall be found. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yesterday, we started a new lecture on dealing with prayerlessness. Dealing with prayerlessness. I say prayerlessness is a disease. Prayerlessness is like a cancer. It's like a cancer in the bone of believers. When you refuse to pray, everything will go wrong. A man of God called John Wesley said something many years ago. He said something that is very worth of note. He said, God does nothing without prayer, but God does everything because of prayers. And that is a deep truth, because God never performed anything without prayer. So we must raise prayer altar in order for us to experience breakthrough. We must raise prayer altar in order for us to dismantle the stronghold of darkness. We must raise prayer altar in order for us to enjoy the world we find ourselves. We are in a very deep world. Prayer is power. Prayer is a strong engine that all of us as believers need. Psalm 65 verse 2 says, O thou that heareth prayers, unto thee shall all flesh come. Prayer is a conversation with God. conversing with the Almighty, talking with your Creator. Prayer is when you offer your heart desires to God. So prayer is the greater privilege of a redeemed soul. So prayer is our defense in a moment of peril. Prayer is our retreat in the season of exhaustion. Prayer is the mightiest force in the universe. Therefore, we must take prayer seriously. Prayer is the greatest outlet of power. So prayer is the most important work on earth. So we must take prayer seriously. That is why the devil will always fight prayers. Prayer is a battle, I know. Prayer is not for a lazy fellow at all. When you enter into a prayer, you enter into a war front. Prayer releases energy of God's power. May I tell you that the three Christian pillars that uphold the Christian, they are number one, holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Number two, the word of God. And number three is prayer. Number one, holiness. Number two, the word of God. If you refuse to study, read, and meditate upon the word of God, that is a very big problem. Even all our prayer based on the word of God. So the three Christian pillars are number one, holiness. Number two, the word of God. And number three, prayers. So all these are major targets of the enemy. The devil will not want us to pray. And that is why many people struggle to pray. Because there are prayer collectors. There are powers that attack prayers. There are powers that will not make you to pray. Prayer is like wrestling. If you don't really determine to pray, you will not pray. Because prayer releases a strong force. So it is not just kind of, prayer is not just a joke thing. It's something that must be taken seriously. We must determine to pray. We must determine to enter into arena of God's power through prayers. What are those things that are responsible for prayerlessness? Number one, sin. When you play with sin, your prayer life cannot be strong. Number two, ignorance. Ignorance on the why, how, when, and where of prayers. Ignorance causes prayerlessness. We must be able to understand and get the knowledge of prayers. Three, not receiving the new baptism of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our strength in prayers. You have to cry to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray. For as we should, but the Spirit of the Lord maketh intercession with a groaning which cannot be uttered. And since it is the Spirit that knows the mind of God, it is then the Spirit that can frame prayers in a way that it will be acceptable before God. Number four is laziness. 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 If you are lazy, you can pray. A lazy Christian will not be able to pray because prayer is a battle. Number five is improper Christian foundation. You may be called Christian name, but if you don't have a proper Christian foundation, you may not be able to pray very well. You must understand that holiness is also one of the strength of prayers. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number six is demonic bondage. Demonic bondage. And number seven is listening to the devil. I said number one is sin. Number two is ignorance. Number three is not receiving the genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. Number four is laziness. Number five is improper Christian foundation. Number six is demonic bondage. And number seven is listening to the voice of the devil. These are what cause prayerlessness. We need to make our mind and pray against all these things that has caused prayerlessness. I pray that the Almighty God will help us in the school of prayer, that our prayer bones, our prayer muscles, our prayer blood, our prayer tendons, our prayer muscles will rise up with power, and we shall begin to mount up with eagles. I will become a prayer eagle in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, pray this prayer very well. But before prayer, get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, I pray that this oil, this water, this mantle will be anointed by your power. They shall carry your fire. They shall become supernatural item of God. A supernatural oil, supernatural water, supernatural mantle. They shall carry the power that breaks the yoke. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, pray this prayer very well. Take the oil or water, drink a little. Also rub it on your chest and rub it on your stomach. As we are praying now, the fire of God will begin to flow into your body system. Put it on your head too. And shout this prayer. Say, Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, ignite my prayer life in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, spirit of tiredness in prayer, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of tiredness in prayer, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of tiredness in prayers, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of tiredness in prayer, depart from my life. Depart from my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every household wickedness attacking my prayer fire. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness attacking my prayer fire. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness attacking my prayer fire. Ah, in Jesus' name.